Good morning and welcome to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Karin.
We're fresh back off our little real estate trip to Florida.
We're back. I don't know if I'm very fresh, but...
I have to tell you something, and we've got Reed Hagen as our producer today behind the glass, and I promised him I'd bring him Subway. He Facebooked me and said he'd come in and do the show today if I brought him a 6-inch turkey with American cheese and...
Pickles.
And pickles, which cracked me up, because, you know, that's what I get.
Oh, really?
That's and then I get oil and vinegar and salt and pepper.
Yep, that's it.
Every once in a while, I switch it up, and I do tuna with the pickles and oil and vinegar. But, so I Facebooked you back, and I said, are you serious? Do you want chips and a cookie? And you never answered. So I will leave right after the show and go get it for you if 11 o'clock is okay. I thought 10 o'clock was a little early to be eating a
pickles.
Turkey sub, or are you up at 6?
I'm up at 4:30.
So this is lunchtime.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I get it to you at 11:15?
Get it to me next week.
Well, no, that's not nice. I said I'd bring it.
Jeez, Karin.
I know. I didn't know if he was serious or not serious. I was like, 10 a.m. is awfully early for a 6-inch turkey.
Reed, if she promised me food and didn't bring it, I'd storm out.
See ya.
Please don't, but you don't mess with my food.
Okay, I promise I'll bring it to you next week for sure, the 6-inch turkey. All in. And also next week, Julie, we are leaving from the studio and we're going to lunch over in... It's all booked with Chris Pulfus at Brady's Brew House in New Richmond, Wisconsin. We're going to head over there. I've got us a reservation, and he's going to tour us around.
My tummy's going to growl for a week.
Isn't that going to be fun?
My tummy growling?
Well, I'm not paying attention to that part. We have a great show today. Thank you, Reed.
We always do.
Reed threw over some. I'm excited at the celebrity gossip he just popped in front of us. Who knew? Even without bringing him a turkey sandwich, he gives us a lot of celebrity gossip.
He does. I have a couple of fresh tidbits, too, that are going to make your jaw drop.
You do?
You have to wait till the end of the show like everyone else.
All right. We've got a little Whitney Houston and a little Jennifer Lopez and a little Demi Lovato and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Khloe Kardashian.
New season of Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh.
Uh-huh. This is good stuff. Hot off the press.
Well, it's going to have to compete with the new Web TV. Web TV is creating their own original shows now.
Did they call us?
Not yet. They kind of got some heavy hitters. Amy Poehler is going to be in a show. Tom Hanks. Madonna it has a show called Dance Revolution. Madonna and her manager are producing Dance On, a YouTube channel for highlighting videos and talent hunts.
Really? So
I
it's
know.
Like a...
That sounds kind of cool. We could make that show, Dance On.
I know. That's what you do in your basement every night.
I was doing that last night.
You were?
Oh, I was working it. Because I went over to babysit my niece, and she beat me a couple of times, so I thought, I need to practice.
Which one do you do?
Just Dance.
Just Dance?
Mm-hmm. Out for the Connect.
I tried it once, but I don't... I'm really good. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, okay.
I'm really good at it, but Avery's, like, super good, and I lost. I always lose to her.
I'm staying away from her.
I mean, if Phil would dare play me, I could win.
You could.
We have... tech writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and my radio show boyfriend. Never met him, but he comes on the air once a month to give us his tech update. Julio Ojeda Zapata at Ojezap on Twitter. He's going to talk about, his appearance on Care 11. He was on Care 11 this past week. And a bunch of new text devices, and he's found a free texting Well, you're going to like it because you can text for free. You don't have to get the texting option on your phone, which I'm excited about because I want to get my parents doing it because they won't pay for the texting on their phone.
I didn't think you had to pay for texting.
Yeah, if you use it from your cell phone, if you're going to go through AT&T or Sprint, you can get the little text app, but he's got a new way to text for free that he loves. And then he's going to talk a little bit about what's the best platform to do multiple tweeting from if you have multiple accounts and you have different friends lists and you... I know.
Just don't multiple tweet. It doesn't sound good.
I'm telling you. Well, and then we're going to have Reed Housley, our producer, calling in from Texas with events happening in our area. There's a lot of things happening.
She's not going to tell us what's happening in Texas?
Well, she can. She was at a cattle ranch or something yesterday. She sent me a video and...
Your daughter?
Yeah, a cattle ranch. I think she was riding a cow or a Brahma bull or something. I haven't spoken to her. She just sends me pictures and videos, and
we may have lost her.
To Texas?
She'd fit right in. She's so beautiful.
The land of big hair and fake nails?
Yeah. I might go there. Sounds good to me.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are selling real estate back at Carr and Housley Homes. And I think we should start saying that this show is sponsored by Carr and Housley Homes.
Oh, why did it take us 6 years to think that up, or however long we've been doing this?
I don't know, but this show is brought to you by Carr and Housley Homes. Well, what good people back at Carr and Housley Homes.
Yes, you should call them up at 651-430-0400 and thank them for their sponsorship. Otherwise, we'd have to do a pledge drive.
I'm sure we could raise money for this good content.
That's right.
Also, at the end of the show, we're going to be talking with, there's this thing called the Shorty Awards. You know, Hollywood has the Oscars, Broadway has the Tonys. Now Twitter has the Shorty Awards.
Oh.
It's the fourth annual Shorty Awards, and we have got, his name is Eric, his real name is Eric, but he is leading in the category for a hockey short award, and his Twitter name is Happy Gilmore.
Oh, cute.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know where he lives. You know what, that's the beauty of Twitterland. You don't know where people live.
And you don't care.
You don't care. He's funny. He's very, very funny. Actually, we'll ask Reed because she's the one who found him and she follows him. I think she started to follow him because she thought he was the real Adam Sandler.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because the first time he tweeted her back, she was like, Mom, Happy Gilmore tweeted me back. And I was like, do you know how to use Twitter?
Yeah, do you know that you can just have any name you want?
Yeah, yeah. I could be Marilyn Monroe on there if I wanted to. And Reed would probably think the real Marilyn was tweeting her back.
From Beyond the Grave.
We did attend. We said last Saturday we told our listeners that we were going to Orlando for a couple of days for Valentine's Day.
Actually, 4 days we were
I know,
there.
For the biggest real estate convention. Actually, I asked some of the other agents who had moved over from REMAX and Coldwell Banker and Edina if their real estate companies have conventions that are this big, and they don't.
No, they don't.
Mm-mm. We had 10 to 13,000 people in Orlando at the convention center for 4 days learning all about the hottest tricks and tricks of the trade, learning from the best across the country on how best to sell real estate.
With that kind of audience, you bring in higher quality speakers, even the vendors in the exhibit hall. We spent an afternoon in there just learning all about what's new and what's hot. Things that there's no way we would learn 2% of that if we didn't go.
You're right. We wouldn't learn. And it is that we do it every single year to keep up on. Now, it's not for credits. It's not one of those boring classes for credits like ethics in real estate. This is what's cutting edge.
Yeah.
How the best agents in the country. I mean, the best agents who are selling $120 million a year, and it's just an agent and an assistant and a buyer's agent. $120 million a year.
And I can't believe we went to Orlando. It was 70-something degrees outside, and we got to the convention center at 7:30 in the morning, and we didn't go back outside till 6:30 at night.
I know.
All day.
And I brought my swimming suit, too.
Even lunchtime. We didn't even go out the doors. It's crazy. But the stuff, it's so good. The information there is so good. I'll just wait for sun later.
That's right. It was the last day we had sun, and then we had to go to the airport.
Yeah.
We could have. Well, we had like an hour to walk outside around the pool in the car.
Yeah.
Jeez. And you bought a new shirt that you're wearing.
You're going to see a lot of this shirt because it was expensive.
It was, and it's really cute.
It just, everything about it is wrong. Buying a sweater in Florida is weird.
Yeah.
Shopping at the hotel gift shop for a sweater is weird.
Weird.
Paying $90 for a shirt
Paying tax on the shirt.
Look at Reed's looking at my shirt now. He's like, let me see this $90 shirt. But I do love it, and I'm going to get my money's worth. I'm going to wear it all the time.
It's very cute.
Thank you.
And if anybody is going to Orlando, we discovered something. On International Drive, just a mile down from the convention center, is probably the best restaurants all in one spot that I've ever seen in the world.
Point Orlando, it's called. That was so cool.
Wow. I still am thinking about my Cuba Libre Cuban meal I had.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a Cuban meal in my life, I confess.
Oh, Susan and I have decided we're going to study Cuban cuisine until we can figure it out and unlock its secrets. But we need somebody to call or email us or text us and let us know where we can buy yuca.
Yes, because it was yuca at the bottom of my stack of my shredded pork, and it was black bean sauce that was spicy.
Black bean puree, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
It was unbelievable.
And then the other restaurant, that was at Cuba Libre, then the other restaurant, Funky Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I have? The butternut squash
ravioli, but it was like pan-seared, and it didn't have sauce on it. It had like a balsamic vinegar reduction and shaved Parmesan. I had lobster sushi. Unbelievable.
It was the best food ever.
Mm-hmm. It sure was.
They really have something going on down there at Point Orlando. My friend Amy's there, and I said, go, go, go. She's staying at Disney.
Fun.
And there's good restaurants at Disney, but I don't think they're as good as what at Point
There's a lot
Orlando.
Of chain restaurants at Disney. Wolfgang Puck has a restaurant there, and there's some restaurants that are here. I don't think they have anything unique like Point Orlando.
Yeah.
I would go there, definitely.
Go online, people are listening online. Funky Monkey, Point Orlando. Look at their menu, and then look at Cuba Libre. And then there was also that Greek restaurant, Ova or something, that we couldn't get in.
Opa.
Yeah. But the menu looked good there. Mm-hmm. We needed another day.
Yeah, we did.
And then there was another
one. We
tried
to eat at B.B. King's, but there was a two-hour wait.
The pub there was a brand-new restaurant.
Right.
It was friends and family night, and we tried to lie to get in.
Didn't work.
Didn't work.
Does it work if you lie and then laugh?
Well, I'm just going to tell them that we could not get into Funky Monkey until Julie said that she was a diabetic.
You said I was a diabetic, and then I stomped my foot and said, fine, we'll go get French fries at the place next to Hooters. And then they found us a table.
The funniest thing, there was no table for four women to have dinner, and all of a sudden, when Julie's going to have her diabetic, whatever they call it, and then you stomped your foot and frowned and said you were going elsewhere. Hooters.
I threw a mini fit, but we were all hungry. I had to.
I know, we were hungry. And then it was worth it. Just like that, though, miraculously, they found us a table.
Yeah,
right there at the entrance.
What do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are selling real estate back at KarenHousleyHomes.com. A couple of new ones have hit the market just this week. One over on Balsam Lake, probably the best buy on Balsam Lake.
Absolutely. It is the cutest house, built in 1990. It's all one level, has beautiful views of the lake. It's on a nice, quiet little bay with a dock, of course, and a great big two-car garage, too, to store all your goodies in, plus a shed.
Plus a shed. And then the little screened-in pavilion.
Oh, that's right. It has a little screened-in gazebo. Mm-hmm.
And what do we have that at? $296 or something, $298.5 or something
just
like that.
$298.5, just under $300,000.
For a property on Balsam Lake that was built in 1990.
Yep.
I just went out there the other day, and that was, I put it on my Facebook page. I cracked up in Balsam Lake because there's a corner that's 150th Street at 150th Avenue.
Very confusing.
I know. Somebody on my Facebook page, oh, you must be at the center of the universe. Oh. To which got me thinking, do you think there's any place in the world where North Avenue meets South Street?
Oh, there's got to be.
There's got to be. I would love to go there just for the picture. Even if it was South Avenue and North Street, I would do it. I would like that picture. So if anybody out there knows of that corner, I'd make it my Facebook.
I hope it's somewhere good, like Vegas. I'll go with you to take that picture.
I know there's South Street in South St. Paul. If we could just find where it met North Avenue, we wouldn't have to go far.
That's right.
Know how you love South St. Paul?
I
think next week we're going to have this band from South St. Paul. And I saw it on my Facebook page, and I tweeted... Steffi Weiss is her name, from Augsburg College. She told me about it. Mm. Steffi Weiss. Mm. Too bad she's not.
We heard a shout out to Eau Claire, Wisconsin on the Grammys, remember?
That's right. We watched the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
We missed the ode to Whitney because we were late getting back from Funky Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Eau Claire, Wisconsin got the best new band.
Yeah.
That cute little guy. Eau Claire, just like right over there.
It is.
Right over there. It would be a lot quicker if there was a new bridge. Right over there.
Exactly.
Oh, did I say that?
We could have met them.
I was trying to get somebody on to talk about the new bridge today because that's been in the news all week long. Michelle Bachmann met Lisa Week, Washington County Commissioners Lisa Week and Gary Creasel at Dunn Brothers in Woodbury. Just the three of them. Oh, and the reporter Sean Hogendorf from Stillwater Patch. He took some pictures, but it's on the Stillwater Patch .com. Look it up, and they talk about the bridge and how Michelle's pushing for it and the process that it needs to get passed. And if we could just somehow maybe zip Betty McCollum up just for a little bit, we could get it done a lot quicker.
Or forever.
I didn't say that, but...
I did.
But Betty needs to just, like, chill a little bit.
Yeah.
This is a good thing.
Mind your own business, Betty.
Mind your...
Come try to drive across the bridge. I bet she wouldn't drive across the bridge.
I know.
Can she let her kids drive
wouldn't.
Across the
I'd
bridge?
I'd like her to sit on that bridge when the thing goes up and sit there for 15 minutes.
I'd like her to sit on the other side and get rear-ended like I did.
Yeah. I'd like her to sit behind the big semi-truck down on Main Street as it's waiting to go across the bridge and all the exhaust. Look, at here we go, Reed. We're getting political. We're going to zip that Betty McCollum.
I'll tell her. I'll throw a fit.
On Tuesday, big day on Tuesday in politics Minnesota, and we're going to talk a little bit more about politics Minnesota later in the show.
Because they think we're stupid.
That's going to be our segment, isn't it?
It is. They think we're stupid.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They think we're stupid. Tuesday will be the announcement at 1 o'clock, the redistricting, and everybody needs to pay attention. Actually, you can just go to my Facebook page because I'll have it at 1
o'clock. You'll be paying attention.
I'll be paying attention to find out where we've been redistricted. All of the 67 Senate districts will be redistricted, so you could have a new senator, you could have a new House representative, and you could have a new congressperson. Because the districts will be, the eight congressional districts will also be redistricted. So they think we're stupid coming up segment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I am.
And we're
stupid.
Not.
We are not. And when we come back, we are going to, he is so not stupid when we come back.
Oh, no.
My absolute favorite and my only radio show boyfriend, and someday I'm going to meet him, is the tech writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, Julio Ojeda Zapata. So stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Karin Housley Show. I'm Karin Housley here with Julie Johnson. And Julie joining us, I don't know if Julio knows I call him this, but what the heck? Joining us is the tech writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, Julio Ojeda Zapata, my radio show boyfriend. Hello, Julio.
Hello, how are you?
You didn't know you were my radio show boyfriend, did you?
Well, I am flattered.
You are the tech writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, and you are all over the web on a bunch of different websites. But you were also on Care 11 this week. Tell us about your appearance on Care 11.
I've been on Care 11 Sunrise periodically, and this time I decided to show off tech products that are a little offbeat. One of those is the Scotty Vest Transformer, which is a jacket with sleeves that are magnetically attached. So if you get hot, you can just pull them off, put them back on. It's sort of like the smart cover for the iPad, but for a jacket.
And what I liked about it... Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, what I liked about... I actually linked it to my Facebook page, your Care 11 appearance. But I loved that... You had all of the different pockets in just the vest part, so if you wanted to get rid of your tech gear, you could just take the vest off or put it back on. You had places for the iPad. What else?
Yeah, the Scotty Vest line is known for that. All of its garments have, like mega pockets, and if you open the jacket, you can literally get, I'm exaggerating, but you can get 4 cell phones, an iPad, your keys, your sunglasses, your water bottle. You can jam all that stuff in there, and then you close the jacket, and you can hardly tell it's there because the Scotty Vest garments are designed in such a way that you look trim, even though you're carrying all that stuff. I literally pulled an iPad out and handed it to Tim McNiff, and he was flabbergasted because it didn't look like that was in there.
And that, and you can find they're called Scotty Vests, Scotty.
The brand is Scott, letter E, Vest, all one word. And they have a whole line of clothing. I mean, they have jackets, vests, hoodies, pants, and all of them have the hidden pocket feature. And I like them a lot. Their products have been a little uneven in past years, but their most recent products, including a puffer jacket, are really, really good.
Oh, I think especially for men, because you don't want to be carrying around the man purse.
No. That would not be good.
That would not be good. No. Okay, this Unabase thing I loved, too.
Yeah, it's this little metal piece that has screw holes in strategic positions, so you can screw in suction pads at different angles. So depending on how you screw in the suction pads, you could stick your phone to your car windshield or to a whiteboard at the office. or you can make a little stand for your phone at your desk. It's very ingenious. I mean, the possibilities are infinite. You can stick your phone vertically to a suction pad and then screw the base to a camera tripod. But it's an ingenious little product that lets you use your phone in sort of infinite ways. It's really, really cool. It's only $30.
And the funniest part of the whole thing, I thought, was when I didn't even know there was a toy like this, a remote control helicopter, you do it from your iPhone?
Yeah, I did an article for the Pioneer Press a while back about all the different remote control toys that you can buy that are controlled with your phone. And of all of those, the one I like the best is Griffin Technologies' Hilo TC. And it's just this cool-looking helicopter. What you do is there's this little controller piece that you attach to your phone. It plugs into the headphone port, turns your phone into sort of a remote control unit, and then you can... Now all the controls are on the screen. You just control them with your thumb. You just sort of slide the throttle upwards, and that makes the helicopter sort of take off. And so Tim McNiff and I were flying the helicopter around the studio. We had a little crash landing at the end,
you should never hand over. Well. You should never hand over the controls to Tim McNiff.
No, it's not really his fault, because he didn't know how the controls worked, and I just kind of handed them to him. And given that fact, he did actually pretty well.
I've got to try that. The on your blog, give everybody the name of your blog where they can find it online, because it's my favorite tech blog.
YourTechWeblog.com.
YourTechWeblog.com. You have an article about free texting. What is, tell me, this one excites me because my parents won't pay for the texting on their cell phone.
Well, I don't. I get the bare minimum texting plan with my AT&T iPhone because I don't use it. What I use is Google Voice. Google Voice is a service that assigns you a phone number. And then you can use that phone number for voice calls on any device, on any phone that you're carrying. You can even use it for voice calls on your computer at home. And then there's also texting with that. So I can text on my phone. I can text on my Mac. Like if I need to coordinate a play date with a neighbor or whatever, I can just send them a text from my computer as I'm working. And that's free. So I never pay for texting. And that's one option. Apple has... it's Messages apps for the Mac and for iOS devices, which also has texting. The only limitation with that is you can only text with other people that are using Messages. So it's not quite as practical for me. And then Comcast has its home phone service. If you're subscribed to the home phone service, this is brand new. They now have an app that you can download that lets you text, you know, from that home phone number that you have. So that's kind of nifty. So there are a lot of texting options out there where you don't, because the price per text that one of those carriers charge you is ridiculous, given how little data is being transmitted. It's a big scam. I refuse to participate in that scam, and so that's why I look for alternatives.
I'm going to teach my parents about that because, yeah, they're like you, and they refuse to be a part of that scam.
Scam.
We just did a real estate seminar in Orlando, 5 days, and we learned a whole bunch of stuff, and I finally mastered Hootsuite, and I'm so pumped, and I've been doing it on my iPad ever since I left there. And then I go to your dang tech blog, and you found something that you like better than Hootsuite.
Well, I don't like it better. Tweetbot, which is what I was writing about, is an iPad version of an iPhone Twitter app that I've been using for a long time, Tweetbot for the iPhone, which I like very much, but that does not necessarily make it better than Hootsuite. Hootsuite is just different. Hootsuite is, the value of Hootsuite is that it lets you see a lot of information at a glance. Like if you're on an iPad, you can have multiple columns with different Twitter accounts. You can have your Facebook account in there. And that's really, really powerful. I use Hootsuite on my Mac and my Windows PC at work. I still use it on the iPad. And Hootsuite is for people that are juggling a lot of accounts and need to stay on top of a lot of information at once. Tweetbot is slightly different animal. It's a very refined Twitter app that I like very much because it's just very well designed. Hootsuite's kind of ugly, but Tweetbot is very pretty. And Tweetbot... It's just in terms of design, it's a masterpiece. But it only lets you see one Twitter account at a time, and you can't do Facebook in it. So as you can see, there are reasons to use Hootsuite and reasons to use Sweetvine. So I actually use both of them about half and half.
Julio, thank you so much for joining us. I wanted to ask you one last question, and I didn't tweet this to you. I found a new app that I absolutely love, and Julie's addicted to it, too, on our iPad. Do you use that Zite at all?
Yeah, I love Zite. Oh. There's another app called Flipboard, which is similar, and I used both of them for a time, and it kind of dawned on me that Zite is much better, even though Flipboard has more buzz.
Mm-hmm.
So Zite is absolutely fantastic. I commend you because I like it as well.
I do, too. It's a little bit more user-friendly than the Flipboard.
And it's intuitive. It learns what you like, and it keeps adapting to that. I love that.
And it keeps me up till 3 a.m.
And I like the format of it better than Flipboard. Flipboard, it's a little off-putting for me. I don't like it as much.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Julio, can we go to lunch someday for real?
Oh, no, you name the day and time. I've got some, I've made some interesting local food discoveries. We should have some Puerto Rican mofongo.
Oh, we're hooked on Cuban food now, so we're thinking Puerto Rican must be pretty close.
I like spicy.
Well, if you have a second, I found this place called Sosa Foods in Minneapolis, S-O-S-A Foods in Minneapolis, which is a convenience store that has a Puerto Rican mini cafeteria inside it. And you go there, you order some Puerto Rican delicacies for next to nothing, and then you sit down, you eat them at a, they have like metal patio furniture set up in the middle of the convenience store.
That sounds amazing.
It's not a place you want to take somebody out like on a formal date or anything, but you know, just to hang out with some friends and have some Puerto Rican chow, that's really, really good.
Well, we'll consider it our informal Puerto Rican first date. Thanks so much, Julio. MyTechWeblog.com. You can find Julio there or every week in the Pioneer Press. Thank you so much. We're calling you again.
Your Tech Weblog.
Your, oh, boy, that's right. See, look,
it's not yours, Karen.
I've possessed him.
Yes.
Your Tech Weblog.
See you later.
Thanks, Julio. See you later. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, I don't care too much about iPhone stuff, but I'm pretty excited about Puerto Rican food.
Yeah, so
well, see,
foods.
We have something for everyone on this show.
Puerto Rican food.